Good afternoon, Audio Boom. Dean Reed here. I'm out walking again today, not in the glorious Peak District, however. I'm in the North Yorkshire Moors. I'm out with my daughter. Say hello, Amy.
Hello.
And we're wandering from Robin Hood's Bay, where we're camping for a couple of nights at the Hooks House Farm campsite. And we're heading towards Whitby. We're walking north along this beautiful, rugged Yorkshire coastline here. And we're currently following the Cleveland Way, which is a national trail. One that I'm considering doing with my daughter. Well, not my daughter, she wouldn't do it, definitely not. You fancy walking 100 and something miles? She's shaking her head. No. My girlfriend and I are possibly doing it next year, you never know. But yeah, it's been a great day so far. We set off quite late. We had a very leisurely start, and I was talking to a few people on the campsite, and I think we set up about lunchtime, and it's now 2:30. We've done around about 7.5 kilometres so far, but I think we're about 20 minutes to half an hour outside of Whitby. Amy just got a quick smell then of what smelled like fish and chips, so we're currently following our noses north to what is hopefully going to be a nice lunch break somewhere. But yeah, it's been a beautiful day so far. Not too hot, not too cold. The sun's been out. There's the clouds gathering at the minute, but it's not due to rain. There's a nice breeze to keep the temperature down a wee bit. We're having a great day. So why not rejoin us when we get into Whitby itself? So welcome back. What did I say literally 10 seconds ago on the audio boot? I said that it wasn't due to rain, and that, my friends, was the kiss of death. Because when we got down into Whitby, what did it do? It began to rain. So you haven't rejoined us in Whitby, you've rejoined us the following morning at the Hooks House Farm campsite. So we got the fish and chips, that was all good, and we had a wander in the rain down to the end of the jetty, and eventually got the bus back towards Robin Hood's Bay. So it really was a good day. I really enjoyed it. And I think Amy enjoyed it as well. She's nodding her head, so that's all good. Last night was quite windy. We got back to the campsite about 6 p.m. and it was raining. So we were confined to the tents for about 2.5, maybe 3 hours. And then we decided to cook some food. But then the wind got up in the night and yeah, the old Van Gogh Amiga 450 took it well, and it's currently still quite breezy, but the sun is out, and obviously all the kids are out on the campsite, as you can probably hear in the background. Today's plan, we've just had breakfast, just had a coffee, we're going to go a drive through, I think, the North York Moors, possibly look for a steam train, who knows, but the eventual plan, Amy might dip out of this one, but I'm going to go up to the top of a hill called Rosebery Topping, which should be good. Right, rejoin us later on. Welcome back. So, you join me now at 12 in the afternoon, or 12 dinner time, and I've just finished climbing at Rosebery Topping, a nice little hill. And all in all, I think when I get back to the car, it will have taken me around about an hour. My daughter didn't join me on this one. I think she took one look at it and thought, no, you're all right. It is quite a steep, but short and sharp ascent in places. But it was quite interesting little climb. Hopefully you can hear me because the wind is really strong. I'm just back down at the road now, walking along towards the lay-by that we've parked in. I think the only reason really I know about Rosebery Topping, which is located in the northwestern part of the North York Moors National Park, is because of the legendary British climber Alan Hinks. Alan Hinks has climbed them all, basically, all the big Himalayan peaks and peaks around the world. And I listened to an interview with him once, or I could have read an interview, I can't quite remember now, but he mentioned that when asked what his favourite mountain was,
he chose rosemary topping, which in the grand scheme of things in comparison to these Himalayan mountains is no more than like a blip on the scale, but he has character nonetheless, and I'm quite pleased he chose something like that, something which I think is probably gritstone. I could be wrong though, do please correct me in the comments, but yeah, it's a hill with character, not like one of these huge snowy covered Himalayan peaks. It was quite busy up there today, but I arrived just at the right time to catch what looked to be, it looked like a Spitfire to me, but it didn't sound like one. It was that sort of shape anyway. I caught one of those flying past with its wings tipped, and I caught it on video, which is all good. So, thanks for following along in this boo. It's only a relative short one over the last couple of days, but I thought I'd try and get back into booing again. It's the typical, oh, I need to do a boo, because I've not done a boo in ages sort of boo, but this is one of those boos. So yeah, in the description, when it finally goes online, I'll put the video and blog post with maps and stuff like that too, the places we've been and the things we've seen. Okay, so as always, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.